It's Friday, and Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays about the week's top economic stories. Once again, the downtown arena was the biggest business headline of the week, with the judge tossing out a lawsuit by project opponents.
Maybe dangerous to say this, but it looks like the coast is clear now for the Sacramento Kings and the city. Critics are signaling that they won't appeal. The judge found not only did they commit a large number of these procedural errors that we've talked about, but also, you know, that they were effectively trying to change the city charter without following the proper procedure.
What comes next? Any other legal hurdles?
So the next step is a formal city council approval, and the vote seemed to be there, and then the city issuing bonds to help pay for the project. And there really are no signs of trouble there on either front. There is that eminent domain proceeding that we talked about a couple weeks ago. But as I've said, essentially that's a court-mediated bargaining session. It's just a question of how much money will have to be exchanged for that property. And then all that's really left for the Kings and Turner Construction and the architects to do is to get this thing built in time. And that's going to be a big challenge, perhaps simpler in some ways, though, than the political struggle.
You guys reported this week that Whole Foods is looking at a location in Midtown Sacramento. What's the buzz in the business community over this?
This is an interesting piece of news because the intrinsic charm of Midtown is its local feel. So you could argue that chain stores work against that. But I think a lot of Midtown merchants see this as good news, assuming that the store does move in, as we're hearing it will. You need a mix of big and small retailers, I think, to have a healthy and attractive shopping district. Too many chain stores hurts, but too few sends a sort of subtle signal, I think, to shoppers that this is not a happening place.
What about other grocers? Could this put any other stores out of business?
Yeah, it does set up some intense competition among grocers. Safeway is nearby, for example, and there's a discount grocery store there, too. The biggest issue may be for Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op, which is building a new store in Midtown, moving from its Alhambra neighborhood. And each of these stores is different, but there's a lot of overlap. I think they'll all make it, especially given the increasing residential population of Midtown. But I think they'll have to work hard to differentiate themselves.
We had some news this week about Curtis Park Village. That's the mixed-use project just west of Curtis Park, one of Sacramento's oldest neighborhoods. It seems like this thing has been in the pipeline forever.
Paul Petrovich, the developer, has been working on it for years to get to this point. He had a lot of neighborhood opposition, for one thing, and that took a long time to work through. And then he had big engineering challenges. He had to spend millions of dollars cleaning up what had been a rail yard where there were chemicals soaked into the ground. And then there was the recession, which sort of killed everything for a while. But, you know, what happened this week is that the developer sold his first batch of lots to a home builder. And typically in a project like this, you'd have several different builders for parts of the project. This home builder has aggressive plans to start immediately building high-quality homes on a portion of the project. So it's a big milestone.
You guys had a really strange story this week about a new business in Roseville that's all about hugs. Is this for real?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to talk about this with a straight face. But yes, a woman who this week opened a business in a retail space that's called Cuddle Connection and basically operates sort of like a spa. You know, you only pay for the time you spend getting hugs from a professional hugger. It's $49 an hour, in case you were wondering.
Well, are people really going to shell out money for this?
I don't know. This is the first business of its kind here, but apparently these exist elsewhere, Portland and New York City. I'm having trouble imagining who would pay for a service like this, let alone come back as a repeat customer, which is, I think, what you would need to make this thing pencil. At the very least, it's a testament to sort of the American entrepreneurial spirit, I think. And it's got this going for it. This is a very low overhead business.
And you guys put a video together of Cuddle Connection. We've posted a link at our website. Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays. You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.